An icon of modern conservatism is homeless in Deptford, southeast London. Margaret Thatcher, now Baroness Thatcher, was Britain's first female prime minister. And while she still has a roof over her head, a marble statue of the Iron Lady, as she was known, remains in the sculptor's studio, complete but apparently unwanted. The statue was designed for the members' lobby of the House of Commons to stand among other past prime ministers, but there's a catch. They are all dead. Joe Murphy is political editor of the London Sunday Telegraph, and he's on the line with us. Joe Murphy, what is the problem posed by Mrs. Thatcher being all too alive?
The problem is that you have to be dead for any likeness of you, whether it's a portrait, a photograph, or in this case a sculpture, to be put up in the House of Commons. And it's a very strict rule that applies, and it's existed for 50 years. The rule was brought in after Lady Nancy Astor left the House of Commons. Some supporters of her wanted to put up a picture of her in the House. She was the first woman MP to take her seat in the House of Commons. But there were lots of traditionalists who didn't want any woman in the House of Commons at all, let alone a portrait to one. And they instituted this rule that said 10 years, you must be dead for 10 years before any likeness can be hung in the, on the walls.
And does that remain the time limit to this day? 10 years? Or have they loosened up at
all? It remains all over the precincts of the House of Commons, but for one thing. In deference to the campaigners who want to put Lady Thatcher's statue up early, the Speaker did last year agree to relax the rules for one room and only for former Prime Ministers, and that happens to be the room where Lady Thatcher's statue is destined for, but it's still got to be 5 years after you're dead. Now, Lady Thatcher is 75 now, but she shows absolutely no signs of pegging out just yet.
This is a rather large statue, I gather.
It's big. It's without its plinth, it's still 8 foot tall. With its plinth, it'll be more like 11 foot tall. It weighs some 2 tons of Italian marble.
And is there no place else to park an 11-foot high statue of Mrs. Thatcher between now and the date of her demise plus 5 years?
Well, that is what the House of Commons Works of Art Committee, which commissioned this sculpture, is desperately trying to find. But so far, there are no takers. There are actually very few places in London where large sculptures like this can be displayed. But they did offer it to the National Portrait Gallery, which is in Trafalgar Square, and it has portraits of all the great statesmen, including Lady Thatcher. But it doesn't have very many sculptures. But they offered it, and Charles Samurai Smith, who's the director of the museum, took a look at it, and he said, no, it would actually be a little bit domineering. This is no surprise to any of us who have actually met Mrs. Thatcher that her sculpture is considered to be a little bit too big and off-putting, perhaps, for people looking at the other exhibits.
Well, I gather there is a move in the House of Commons to waive even the 5 years under the ground rule, and that the division in the House is not along strict party lines.
It's not. Tony Banks, who's a left-wing Labour MP, who's certainly no lover of Lady Thatcher's political record, is actually the man who's championing an exemption to the rule to let her statue go up while she's still alive so she can actually unveil it herself. But he's not having complete success. He's approached various Labour cabinet ministers, some of whom say yes, go ahead, some of whom don't. But he's also approached Tories, Lady Thatcher's own party members, a number of whom, he says, are saying, over our dead body, we don't want to change the rules, not even for Lady T.
Has anyone suggested a perhaps temporary, perhaps not so temporary stay for the statue on our side of the ocean, either near London Bridge in Arizona, is it, or in Washington at the Reagan Building, say?
Well, I don't think that idea has actually struck them yet. I think that Lady Thatcher herself would jump at it. She would absolutely love to cross the ocean and perhaps unveil her own statue. But perhaps if you've got any museums who would like to take this 8-foot-high statue and have a floor strong enough, I mean, that's been another problem. They tried another place, but they realised it would go through the floor because it's so heavy. Then they should send their applications to Tony Banks at the House of Commons. I think he's so desperate he'd be very pleased to hear from anyone.
Joe Murphy, thank you very much for talking with us.
Robert, that's fine.
Joe Murphy, political editor of the London Sunday Telegraph.